There were no playoffs at stake in this Week 17 game, but the Lions still hit some significant milestones in their 35-11 victory over the Packers here. First of all, the Lions swept the Packers for the first time since the 1991 season. Then some individuals hit some marks on their own as well. Ziggy Ansah hit double-digit sacks and became the first player in Lions history to have back-to-back three-sack games. Golden Tate hit the 90-catch mark and surpassed 1,000 yards on the year with a 71-yard touchdown catch. The Lions finished 2017 with a winning record.
We want to go out there and finish with a winning record. I told you we had some things to play for. Now, we want to be in the playoffs. There's no question about it, but we had some things to play for. Chance to sweep the Packers, chance to go 5-1 in our division, finish the year with a winning record. We work really hard at this to have opportunities to go out there and play, and I'm proud of the way these guys showed up and played. You know, our coaches did a great job getting us prepared for the game. We went out there and played well.
You come in, you want to win all your division games. And, you know, we were able to go 5-1, which is good in our division. Sweeping the Packers. First time since 1991. Like, I mean, that's a big deal. And, you know, when you're trying to win your division, you want to establish dominance in your division. You want to be able to at least beat the teams in your division. So, you know, it was about getting the win. It was about sending the message and letting them know.
Unfortunately, we weren't in a position to make it to the playoffs, but we could control what we came out and did today. We thought it was only fair for us to come out and give it what we had for our fan base, who's been amazing all year, and, you know, try to go 5-1. You know, so we had plenty to play for. You know, a lot of people probably thought we didn't, but we're playing for each other, our coaching staff, our fan base, and it was important to us to acquire and get a win.
I'm just overwhelmed right now, man. I'm just grateful. It's a good way to end the season with a win at home and sweeping Green Bay. And, you know, we are going to be having a good New Year's Eve.
It was good to see him have success and have six sacks in the last two games and get over 10-plus sacks for him. I mean, that's huge going into his contract year. And it's just Zay works his butt off, and he plays hard on the field. So it's good to see that from your teammate.
Deep down, I was thinking about, you know, the 90 catches and, you know, reaching 1,000 yards again. So it's a huge honor to be a part of that. You know, not only that, but to have two receivers be able to do that, I think that's special, and it's hard to do, and it shows a lot about the character we have on the offense. We got a heck of a quarterback that can spray it around. We got an offensive coordinator that can call plays. So, you know, just thankful to be a part of that, and it's a blessing. So extremely happy.
That's a wrap on the 2017 season, but stick with us through the offseason because we will have coverage of all of it right here on the Lions site. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.